This is Mr. Moto. Mr. I.A. Moto.
Once again, NBC brings you Pulitzer Prize winner John P. Marquand's fabulous and mysterious Mr. Moto, international agent extraordinary, the inscrutable, crafty, and courageous little Oriental whose exploits have endeared him to millions of Americans in another adventure in the world of mystery and international intrigue.
I watched Dr. Stoudenberg with fascinated, incredulous horror. He turned from the controls of the machine and bent over the trembling, half-conscious body of Alec Gleason on the operating table. He cracked a tiny capsule of ammonia onto the patient's nose. Slowly, Alec Gleason's eyes opened. All this while the machine hummed evil.
It is difficult sometimes. If he go too far, we kill him or induce complete schizophrenia.
Yeah, doctor.
I wish the one thought to remain in his mind. I am Alec Gleason, and I have been never tortured or mistreated. Say it, Alec.
I am Alec Gleason. And I have been never tortured or mistreated.
The assignment G31 began exactly one full year ago. It required the most extensive preparation, the most extreme delicacy. Much of the story must remain shrouded in secrecy. Many of our counterintelligence operators in the Soviet zone of Germany had a hand in it. To tell too much could expose their covers and endanger their lives. It began a year ago when Janet Gleason received the now famous Gleason letter. I remember very well the night she brought it to me in my New York apartment.
Mr. Moto, it's absolutely incredible that Alec could write a letter like this.
But it is his handwriting.
Yes, it's his handwriting, but he couldn't have written it voluntarily.
You think he was forced to write it?
Well, either that or he's out of his mind. Well, you know Alec, Mr. Moto. They're doing things to him. Dreadful, horrible things. They've done it before. Vogler, Mincendi.
May I read the letter again, please?
Yes, certainly.
Thank you.
I know something's wrong. I know it.
Dear Janet, at last I have come to realize the truth. The Wall Street warmongers have split Korea in two.
Oh, can you imagine Alec writing junk like that?
American imperialists are preparing for an atomic attack on Europe. I have found a new way of life here in Germany, and I will not return to America. I have discovered the truth, and you will never see me again, so don't try to find me. I feel very sorry for you. Alec.
It's like a letter that a 10-year-old would write.
You received it this morning?
Yes.
The postmark?
It was mailed from Berlin 4 days ago.
When did Alec leave New York?
3 months ago, April the 2nd.
See?
He was going to Paris, Rome, and Berlin. He was spending a month in each. He arrived in Berlin 3 weeks ago Saturday.
To do what?
Well, Gleason Oil had a refinery there before the war, and it's all been re-equipped. Alec went over to supervise the installation of a new catalytic cracking plant. It's used in the refining of crude petroleum.
But what about his Berlin office?
I telephoned them.
Must have been very difficult to get through.
It took 2 days. Then I talked to the manager of the Berlin office.
And?
They haven't seen Alec at all. They'd been expecting him, but when he didn't arrive, they just assumed he changed his mind.
I see.
And then this morning I get this fantastic letter. Oh, Mr. Moto, please help me. Find Alec for me.
That may be very difficult.
Well, let's not go through regular channels. It doesn't take long to kill a man. And I want him back alive, not dead.
The unofficial way may be expensive.
Pay anything. Anything. I just won't let this drag on and on through a lot of red tape.
It occurs to me that...
Yes?
Could you fly to Europe with me tomorrow?
Yes, of course, if it's necessary.
It is necessary. It is also necessary that you have a letter of credit to the Bank of England for $300,000. Can you arrange that?
By tomorrow? It's a rather large sum of money.
Can you?
Yes. Yes, I think I can.
I have a friend in British intelligence. I will telephone him to expect us. We will take off for London tomorrow night at 7.
Mr. Moto, I think you know there is always a welcome for you at British Intelligence.
Thank you, Sir John. You are very, very kind.
However, this is the sort of thing that's such a wretchedly ticklish proposition.
I know I am asking a lot. I have no doubt that through official American channels, I could locate Alec Gleason. It would, of course, take time. I do not wish this to become a cause célèbre. I want Alec Gleason. His wife is prepared to pay $300,000 to get him back. That will probably be the quickest. And it will also save diplomatic embarrassment. It will be done quietly and efficiently. I know that Madeleine Rodier is working for British counterintelligence.
Yes, but exposing an operator's cover to anyone outside the department is... dash it, all old fellow just isn't done.
I know Madeleine Rodier is in Berlin. I could find her myself. Again, it is a question of time. Alec Gleason is not robust. He was wounded at Corregidor. Prolonged imprisonment or mistreatment could kill him.
Well, I
give you my word that this information will never be repeated.
Madeleine Rodier is now known as Emmy Brunner. She runs a clock shop just off the Potsdamer Platz in the American sector.
How do I contact her?
You give her this watch. You call on her at exactly 3 in the afternoon. Give her this watch set at 10 after 8. Her code is 2-8.
Clock shop off the Potsdamer Platz. Sir John, I have said it many times. I will say it again. It is very, very nice that the Americans and the British are such very, very good friends. I wonder if it is possible for me to speak with Fräulein Brunner.
I am Fräulein Brunner.
Fräulein, my watch is stopped at 8:10. 2:08.
Where are you from?
London.
Who?
Sir James Errington, British Intelligence. While we have not met, Fräulein, I believe you know of me through the Besnik affair. I am Mr. Moto.
Not the Mr. Moto.
Mr. I.A. Moto.
Did anybody see you come in?
No.
What do you want?
Help.
What kind of help?
I want to find an American citizen. I want to find him quickly, before he is killed. He has disappeared, we think, into the Russian sector.
His name?
Gleason. Alec Gleason.
Alec Gleason.
His wife is with me. She has money, plenty of money.
How do you know the man was in Berlin?
His wife received a letter with a Berlin postmark.
Is the wife obviously American?
Yes.
Give me a week. I will make some inquiries. A week from tonight, both of you come here. But she must wear no makeup, no perfume, no nail polish. Find her the oldest clothes you can. She must wear nothing that would indicate she comes from dirty capitalist America.
I understand.
A week from tonight. And bring money. 100,000 marks. So you are the wife of the American?
Yes, I am.
Your hands are so smooth. It would be nice once to be a woman again.
I can't tell you how much I appreciate your help.
I am doing it because I hate them. Not because I am possessed of fondness for you or your husband.
Fräulein, Mrs. Gleason is not completely aware.
Few Americans are. When Germany was split up, the Russians got the breadbasket, the British the industry. France and America divided the scenery. Let us talk in the back room. These clocks remind me the time is short.
Sir, come, Mrs. Gleason.
Every second we draw nearer to the abyss. Yet still we are not decided whether we want to win the last war or the next.
I'm sorry there are only two chairs. I buy food before I buy furniture. Now, your husband, Mrs. Gleason, is in Straulau prison.
You mean you've found him?
I have not found him, no. I am telling you that is where he is.
But then why can't we get some soldiers and march in and demand that he be released? Well, after all, he's an American citizen, and he has certain rights that Washington will demand.
Mr. Morto, tell her, please.
Mrs. Gleason, this is more difficult than you understand. Now, please believe me, and please do not talk so loudly.
Mr. Morto, the facts are these. He is in Straulau prison. A Russian named Manilov, who is lieutenant in the Volkspolizei, is a night warden. He is coming here tonight. For 100,000 marks, he will try to arrange something.
Arrange what?
He will do the best he can.
Yes, for 100,000 marks, he should.
For 100,000 marks, he will.